Thank you to everyone who expressed their concern for my wife and I. Between all of your kind words and the kindness of the police, it's nice knowing that we're not alone in all this craziness. Fortunately, our night was mostly uneventful after all the bizarre discoveries from the previous day. At least one police car stayed parked in front of our house from sundown until sunup, just as was promised. And there was no signs of the mysterious individual through the whole night. I know it's quite possible he could have been present somewhere else, but it takes solace in the little victories when you can get them, you know. At 2-ish, I heard the policeman moving around in the driveway. In the morning, they told me they thought they saw the person standing in the driveway, but by the time they investigated the driveway and the wooded area near it, there was no sign of the trespasser. I also appreciate hearing all your suggestions in the comments about how to get through these times of trouble. I'm not a superstitious man, but I definitely can't rule anything you suggest out at this point. After doing some research about Wendigos and Skinwalkers, I can say I'm thoroughly terrified by the similarities our visitors had with both of them. Sure as hell hope that our guest wasn't either of those things, otherwise this all seems pretty hopeless. Also, I actually do own a shotgun. I've never used it for anything other than skeet shooting, but having it definitely makes me feel a little safer. I'll be sure to keep it locked, loaded, and by my side until everything's resolved. Anyway, there have been some developments since last night, which I'll share with you all now. For starters, I've decided not to tell Mary about the fact that our guest is a recurring visitor to our property. I told her that the police stayed out front all night as a favor to us rather than their fear that we're dealing with something a little more malicious than just a one-time trespasser. Plus, I'm worried that this might bring back some bad memories for her. She had some issues with a stalker when she was in college, and it persisted for nearly a year before she was able to get a restraining order on him, even though she hasn't seen this person since. She's still very much disturbed by that painful experience 8 years later. I spent most of last night trying to convince her to make the trip to stay at her sister's, but she refuses to leave me alone, despite how unsafe our house is now. I'm walking on eggshells here. So while withholding the truth from her feels dirty, I think it's better than the alternative if she's sticking here with me. I also made a trip downtown around 9 o'clock this morning to make a few purchases that should let any upcoming nights feel a little safer. The most important purchase, 12 lights that are much stronger than the ones we've dotted our property with since we moved in. These new lights are set on a timer, so I plan to illuminate just about every inch of our property starting tonight. I also made a stop to my friend Andrew's house after my shopping spree. He's on the road for work right now, but since he's been an avid hunter his whole life, I knew he had something that could really up my surveillance factor. Game cameras. Now, if you're not familiar, game cameras are cameras used mostly by hunters that are most often triggered by either sound or motion. Andrew's 3 game cameras were older and were only able to take still frames when triggered, but I think it's important to monitor the woods surrounding my house as well as my property. The more information I can gather on this person or whatever, the better chance we have to getting our lives back to normal. After making these stops, I got back home around noon to both set up for another tense night and to continue finding answers on who it was that was visiting our house. It took an hour, but I readjusted all 4 cameras. Not very handy at it, and the 3 I had to unscrew and remount kept falling no matter how much I tried to screw them into place. But thanks to my effort, I had a much better view of the entirety of the property surrounding my house. I really don't think I'll see much on the 2 cameras in the fenced-in parts of our property, as the back fence is tall and all that can be seen behind the fence on camera are the dense trees. But you never know what could happen. What feels much more useful now is the driveway camera, which finally actually shows every inch of the driveway. Since the cops may have seen a figure in the driveway, I wouldn't be shocked if I now caught this trespasser thanks to this new angle as well. I also picked 3 spots in the woods to set up Andrew's motion-activated game cameras. Since these cameras were older technology, I won't be able to see the stills they take until I retrieve them and download their images the next morning. It's a little after 4 p.m. as I'm writing this, and I'd like to go back to the earliest recordings from when Mrs. Maddock was still living here, see if I can find any evidence of the trespasser showing up all those years ago. I doubt it, though, since Jason or Mrs. Maddock herself would have noticed if they checked the cameras regularly like they claimed, but I figure it pays to check. I'll post any updates if I find anything of note. Update, yeah. Yeah, he's in the videos from 8 years ago. I looked through the first three nights' recordings by the camera, and so far the bastard's shown up in the front yard each night. Hasn't done anything different in these videos, though. Obviously, this is an important finding, since it proves that Maddox's family might have known something, but it doesn't really teach me anything about who or what I'm dealing with. I'm gonna call Jason. I gotta see if I can talk to his mom now. She was so high-strung. She had to have noticed this person at some point. Update number two. I called Jason. It turns out his mom died earlier this year. So I don't know the Maddox family personally, so obviously I really didn't keep in touch with them. I hope she found peace. I asked Jason if he ever noticed anything on the security cameras, and he told me he never checked them. When I explained that I saw someone standing outside in the video logs, he was speechless for a few minutes. I think he felt guilty. He admitted he had always brushed off his mother's scared pleas to leave the house, as her mind finally was slipping during the final years of her life. He said he was hesitant to have her move in with his family full time, so he gave her a cell phone in case she ever fell down or needed any help, and also told her that he would install the cameras and check them nightly to be sure there was no one outside or in case anyone ever tried to break in. Clearly, he was at fault for not believing his mom, but no, that's not my problem. So I asked him if she ever said anything about anyone coming to the house in the middle of the night, to which he replied that she would sometimes see a tall man standing somewhere in the front yard. Since she only started mentioning it the last couple of months before she moved out, he assumed that she was just seeing things, and as such decided to move her into his house instead of investigating. He also mentioned another incident that makes me very nervous the more I think about it. One night in August, about a month before we bought the house, he received a frantic call from his mom that there were people talking in the basement. Jason got there as fast as he could, but when he got there, he only found his mother cowering in the living room. He saw no evidence that anyone had broken in. I told him not to worry or feel guilty, and I even lied to him. I told him that the man had only showed up on surveillance cameras once his mom lived here, from what I could tell, and that he shouldn't feel bad. I told him that the man only showed up on surveillance cameras once while his mom lived here, and from what I could tell, and that he shouldn't feel badly. I'm not sure if he believed me, but he seemed relieved. Sounds like Mrs. Maddox was clearly of more sound mind than was initially believed during her time living alone in this house. And that left me with another disturbing but logical question. Did I have to worry about the voices she heard in the basement? See, thankfully, I've never dealt with anything like that, but now I'm worried there might be something or someone else lurking inside the walls of our home and not just out in our yard. Mary's here. I'm just going to focus on keeping her calm, and I'll make some more updates if I need be, but tonight will hopefully just be another quiet and uneventful night. Update 3. Fuck, it's almost 10:30 and the police officers still haven't showed up to sit and watch our house like they did last night. I told Mary another fib to cover up the fact that we were still very much in danger. She's in bed already sleeping, and I told her that I would be catching up on the work that I missed last night. I'm holed up in the upstairs office with a mini fridge full of energy drinks to my right and my trusty shotgun at the ready. I plan to stay glued to my laptop all night watching the live feeds of the outside until the sun rises and I can feel safe again. I've been watching this monitor for an hour now, and I think I'm finally noticing something. In the driveway. It's just out of the light, crouched down near the woods, but it's the trespasser. He's completely motionless, but it's definitely him. I think he's He's been there for a while now, but he's just twitched slightly a couple times. I'm calling the police as I type this. I've already alerted them, and they're on their way, and now they'll do their best, but I probably won't see them for another 20 minutes. I've got the gun on my lap now, and I'm going to bring the gun and the laptop with me into the bedroom, and I'm going to lock the door for Mary's sake. I can't be too safe. The minute I've taken my attention away from the screen to get fortified in the bedroom, he's completely changed position. The little shadow on the edge of the woods is gone now and standing at the end of the front yard and almost on the road. It's the trespasser. His head's craned upward towards the sky again. It's almost like he's staring at the camera. It's like he's staring at me. It's quiet. Eerie. I know we live in a secluded area.
He just sprang towards the house. He's banging on the door.